أي وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله. With regard to Dhikrullah, we try to explain the importance, and may Allah put it in our hearts, and if we can, make 2 rakat Salatul Hajj also, and ask Allah to give us punctuality on making our Dhikr. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, Dhikrullah, Tilawat of Quran Sharif, Dhikrullah, Durood Sharif, and Istighfar. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, if perhaps because of our health, journey, etc., we cannot manage our full zikr, but don't give up the zikr, even make it little bit. Then Hadrat says, zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. When we don't make zikr, it is like we are starving our soul. And if like a person starves himself, we know how he becomes. So with dhikrullah, every day we must make. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, if we make normally 3 paras, 1 para, we cannot manage it for some reason, read quarter supara, read 2 rukus, but don't give it up. The same thing with dhikrullah. If we can't make full 100 times, doesn't take long at all. And the ashar are not part of the zikr, but don't give them up also. If we have to because of some emergency, then leave out the ashar, only 100 times la ilaha illallah. But then there's a fear, nafs will make us give it up completely always. Just make the short zikr and finish. No, don't do that also. Read the zikr. But if some time comes like that, then leave out the ashar only 100 times. If we can't manage 100, 50, 25, 10 times, but make zikr. Don't give it up. And this latitude is not that we must use it. Really, if it is really such an emergency, then make it less. But otherwise, don't. Durood Sharif, try and read at least 100 times a day. If for any reason we cannot, make it less. But let not be a day that we don't even... To read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 10 times won't even take us half a minute, it won't take. But we see we haven't got the time for it. It's just an indifference to our akhirat and to our deen. For dunya, we got time for everything. We don't miss out anything of our dunya. So, and istighfar. Even if it's just astaghfirullah. Start with 100 times astaghfirullah. And even if it is done without any concentration, but start with it. And carry on. The concentration and the reality will come. Never ever give up these things. These things will keep our whole deen alive. And when our deen will be alive, the reality of our dunya will be alive. If a person only got dunya and he hasn't got deen, that dunya is a curse on him. It's not any goodness. If he's got deen also, and then he's got dunya, that dunya is good for him. It will be good for him in this dunya, it will be good for him in the akhirat. But without deen in our lives, and we should not bluff ourselves that we're wearing kurta, topi, now we got deen. Deen is not only kurta and topi and beard. Deen is that whole lifestyle. So that has to come into us. So the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, which our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Adamullah Fuyudhum, has taught us on so many occasions how to make dhikrullah. So, Hadrat says that first Durood Sharif. And if you read this poem also, even better. Gar salli ala na ho zuba par, to kya athar hoga aho fuga mein. If there isn't Durood on the tongue, what will be the effect of our zikr also? So then after that, read Durood Sharif. Read once, read thrice. Like, yeah, we are in etikaf, we are free. The big nights, there is more time. Then don't read only 1 time Durood Sharif. Read 3 times Durood Sharif. But normally, if you just read once also. Then read the ayat of the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, which we had explained a bit in detail. Just think of all that. That I am remembering Allah, Allah is remembering me. What a great honor that Allah is remembering me. And if we make zikr some part of our zikr on our own, and part of it do it with our friends in the masjid. Every masjid, whoever of us, which masjid we going to, let us see that we establish a zikr majlis in the masjid also. And that will also help us. The zikr that we make at home, nafs is such, we'll see very soon, we will be neglecting it. But if we're doing the masjid zikr, this zikr, home zikr will also remain. And in the masjid zikr, our negligence, what's the opposite of being punctual? Being absent will come very quickly out. Because in the masjid we'll be noticed we are absent. At home nobody will notice it. And the way we control the family, they are not allowed to even object to us. They are not even allowed to tell us. If they just have to tell us, we tell them 10 things about them. Whereas if somebody tells us, a person who's got sa'adat in him, goodness, he accepts it. He doesn't retaliate again. But a person who hasn't got sa'adat, whether it's mentally, whether it is verbally, then we tell that person so many more things. But a person who's got sa'adat, this person told me something, I won't find fault in him. He told me for my good. Let me accept it. And we will accept it. So, but normally at home, we don't want to listen to the family. And we'll find fault in them. Who are you to tell me? But in the masjid, we'll be noticed very quickly that we are not there. And we are not making our dhikr. So make in the masjid also. And think of that. Fadhkuruni, when I'm making alone dhikr, Allah is remembering me on His own. And what an honor to be remembered in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And that is, in a sense, in our hands. We just sit to make zikr, and there Allah is remembering us. And we explained all that in detail. And when we make zikr of Allah in a gathering, the one in a masjid, then Allah is remembering now us, He is remembering us in a more better gathering. عِنْدَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ عِنْدَ أَرْوَاحِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَعِنْدَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And how is Allah remembering us? He is boasting about us. Which that we did not mention. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi has written that why does Allah boast about us, and the farishtas also boast. The farishtas, when they gather, when they are around a gathering of zikr, then they look at astonishment and they say, are we the farishtas or are these people the farishtas? That these people are making zikr. And the reasons for that, one is that these people haven't seen Allah Ta'ala. And they making, they remembering, and they take with love and with cherish and with enjoyment, release, they making, taking Allah's name. They haven't seen Allah. We see Allah all the time. The farishtas are in and out. They were by Allah Ta'ala. And we haven't seen, and they making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The second is, they haven't seen Jannat, Jahannam, and yet they have got time. The third is, the farishtas say, we got no family, na joru, na natha. We got no children. With these people, today this child needs a pair of shoes. Today that child has to go to doctor. Now you have to pay your water and light account. Now you're complaining your phone account is coming too high. Now you're just carrying on with them over and over with the water electricity department. We got, the farishta say, we got no water and light account to pay. We got no phone account. We got no children to worry, no wife to worry about. So if we make zikr, we are just free to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. These people have got their nafs with them. And shaitan is behind them. And with all the engagement, but still they finding time, they look amazing at them. So in that way, Allah also, Jalla Jalalu, that my banda has found time for my zikr in spite of so many other things. So when I'm sitting and making zikr, the malaika, Allah is praising me. They are looking at astonishment to me. If we think of that, the dhikr of ours will become very, very valuable. Then, also just read this hadith, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. It's a hadith of Qudsi. Allah says, those who remember me, I'm the jalis. I'm sitting with them. I'm one of them sitting there. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. This means the closeness of Allah. So whenever I sit for dhikr, then you'll just think, where only 10 times zikr? Only 100 also. Like, mashallah, some of our friends, we see that they are genuine making, and then they're asking to increase their zikr. Because they've got this enjoyment. They've got this reality. Now they want to increase. But we know vast majority of us We don't even do the basics. And then we won't want to make it less. 10 times will be out of the question. I have to make zikrullah more. So if we just think that Allah is sitting with us, and how much, to what extent we got the ma'rifat of Allah, that Allah is only beauty, is only kindness, is only perfection, then a person will enjoy to be with Allah. Just to digress a little bit, which inshallah is important, that till we don't recognize Allah as Allah is, it will be very difficult to think of Allah and to be happy with, to be with Allah. Normally, people think of Allah like a tyrant ruler who is just waiting also, and we say also, when something goes wrong in my life, that I don't know which guna I made that Allah is punishing me. As though Allah is just waiting for us to make a guna, then He's going to punish us. Na'uzubillah, Allah is never like that. One of the names of Allah Ta'ala is Al-Halim. And the meaning of Al-Halim, Alladhi la yasta'ajilu bil-uquba, who does not hurry and punish. Quran Sharif, we read the stories over and over of Qawmi'at, Thamud, all these people. And everywhere we see that Allah gives them how much respite. People whose gunas were so much, but Allah gave them lot of respite. The kafirs till today, till mort, Allah gives them respite. Now no azab like that, what came on Qawmi Thamud, Ad, etc. Now it doesn't come. So Allah gives so much time. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, if we had understood a little bit, when something goes wrong in our life, we won't say, which guna did I make that now Allah is punishing me. We will realize, which guna haven't I made till today? And Allah is just overlooking. Allah is giving me time, is giving me respite. So, like for example, in the house, if we think of the father how we normally think of him, that the father is usually strict and hard, so children are never so close to the father as they are to the mother. Always they are more closer to the mother. And in many, many cases, if not all, the children won't speak directly to the father if they want something also. They'll go via the mother, because they got that connection with the mother. So Allah Ta'ala is not like the father in the house. Allah is not like one mother. All the mothers of the world, and more than that, Allah is merciful on every banda of His. If we realize that, then you'll be close to Allah. Then you'll think, otherwise, like if you think of Allah like a tyrant ruler, na'uzubillah, like the father who will just hit and shout and he doesn't agree with anything, then we won't want to be thinking of Allah. If you intend going on a journey, and you know that some friends are such that their habits are, they are very like raw, and they are very hard, and they don't even talk, they don't even laugh, nothing. You won't want to go on a journey with them. If somehow you, in jamaats we see, how many times jamaat is made, we say, oh, that brother, then we try and make an excuse, I can't go or something. We'd rather go with another, with that person, I don't want to go with him in jamaat. 40 days, 4 months, I must spend with him. Very hard. So like that, we find it very, very hard with some people. So if we, in our mind, Allah is hard like that, then we to journey our whole life with Allah, we rather keep Allah out of our life. Even in namaz, we don't want to think of Allah. But when we realize Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, more than all the mothers of the world together, more than all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, shafqat on the ummat, more than that is Allah Ta'ala's mihirmani. When we realize Allah is so kind, now you'll stay with Allah. You'll be happy to be with Allah. Then you will understand the ana jalisu man dhakarani, that Allah Ta'ala is sitting with me now. Allah is praise. Allah's great muhabbat and great kindness is now directed towards me. So like that, then we start with our dhikr. First, durood sharif, if we read, kar salli ala Muhammad, na ho zuba par, to kya athar hoga aho fuga mein, that will be very good. Read durood sharif 1 time, 3 times. And then read, fadhkuruni adhkurkum, ana jalisu man dhakarani, and then start reading the ash'ar. We will read the ash'ar also and translate them also, though it is all done here, but perhaps we don't get the time. Hey, most of us, I don't think we get the time to read the Ash'ar also. Besides what we hear when the Ash'ar are read in the Zikr, we don't get time to study it. We haven't got time till today to learn it off by heart also. We haven't got time to know the meaning. And many of us do make mistakes in the wording also. So we'll do it so that this comes into us. So the first form that we normally read, Dil mera ho jawe ek meydane hu. Not ho. Some of us read, Dil mera ho jawe ek meydane ho. No, it's hu. And that is, hu is Allah. That my heart becomes an open, barren field. Only Allah, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Now when we're making zikr, then think of that, that my heart is an open field. There are many places like this. One place that I saw, the volcano in Reunion, where the volcano had erupted. When we went there, the Reunion is such a small island that on the world map, it doesn't fit in. They just make a sign, it comes here. It is so small. But if you just see in Reunion, that volcano where it erupted, now how small is that of Reunion? Very small compared to Reunion. But it is so vast, if you don't go with a guide, you get lost. People suffered from dehydration. People died who didn't go with a guide. We only looked at it from the top of the mountain, which was quite a climb, and what a huge, just as far as your eyes can see, that like when ash has burned, finished, just like that, that whole area is like that. And if you go to the actual place of the volcano, people go there, tourists, but then you have to go with a guide. Otherwise you get lost just in that open place. So like that, imagine my heart is that one open place, and there is no one in there besides Allah. And then also, how much of Allah's marifat, how the kindness, the jamal, the beauty of Allah, the kamal, the perfection of Allah, the nawal, the favors of Allah. Now that Allah is in my heart. Only He, nothing else is in my heart. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil. And my body, which is made of sand and water, so in place of sand and water, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. So what is dard-e-dil? The pain of the heart. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, they don't think that you'll get heart attack. That is a pain of the heart, my heart is paining. This has been interpreted by Buzurgs, the love of Allah has been interpreted as the pain of the heart. And really, if we analyze, any love is painful. Love with your wife, with your children is painful, but we enjoy that pain. Now your wife is upset, now she don't want to talk right, now you have to tolerate, but you love her, you tolerate everything. The children, they don't want to talk with you, they are cross with you, small children, 2 1 year, 2 years, they'll come give you a slap also, but you tolerate. Well, so that, and you want to make them happy. The child wants something for Eid, the amount of love you got, you go out of your way to get it. So in for your wife to make her happy for Eid, what you know she likes, you're going from shop to shop, from town to town, you can't get it. You got your rosa, but you want to get it. Why? Because you want to make her happy. So in love is very painful. In that pain there is great enjoyment. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum gives the example to explain the love of Allah. Like if a thorn pricks a person, and while pulling it out, it breaks. That half is left inside. Now that all the time it's troubling you. Even if it's just here, and you don't use this part of your hand usually, the palm here, you don't use it. But it's going to be all the time bothering you. And the love of Allah is a thorn that didn't prick you in any part of the body. It pricked you in the heart. And when pulling it out, the half thorn got left in the heart. Now how is that going? So the love of Allah is like that. So, O Allah, in my whole body, let your love permeate me, go into the crevices, the depth of my, not only the heart, but the whole body, O Allah. In my heart there be nobody else but you. And in my whole body, that your love goes right into the marrow of my bone. It flows in with the blood of my life. The blood, your love is flowing all the time. Think of that. غیر سے بالکل ہی اوٹھ جائے نظر. that I don't look at anyone or anyone else, anything or anyone in the world. Only you, O Allah. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidar. Wherever I look, I only see you. And the more we do this, then Allahu Akbar. Whatever we look at, we will see Allah Ta'ala. That we see a tree, who made this tree? Allah made it. We see a human being, who made this? In the morning when we're sitting for zikr, yeah, out of Ramadan, the children, the students read the Yasin Sharif, make dua, etc. And after that when they leave, and you look at them, who is making them walk like this? If you look at Bombay Central Station, you look at one of the stations, London stations, Paris, people are moving up and down, walking, running up. Who is giving them? What is making them? Who is it? You see Allah in everything. In your eye, you see Allah. While you are awake, you see Allah. When you're sleeping, you see Allah. All the time, middle of the night, soon your condition will come. When your eyes open, you won't be sorry, I can't fall asleep. You'll be happy, you start reading, making zikr, reading durood, all the time. And then that person's namaz, what will it become? When out of your namaz, that food that comes in front of you, Ya Allah, I see you in this food. You have given me this food. That enjoyment of this food, this rice, basmati rice from Pakistan, the zafran from Spain, the butter from New Zealand, the masalas from Malawi, from Zanzibar, all this year, Ya Allah, you put it together and you gave this one lukma, your qudrat from around the world. The rays of the sun have worked on it. The blowing of the wind, the effects of the moon, the effects of the stars, all this has worked. Then these things, the fruit, one water, colorless, tasteless, odorless. Water has fallen. It falls on sand which nobody has got value for sand. But Allah produces from it, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Mangoes, and what variety of mangoes. And then the color of the mangoes. Then that smell, some mangoes, what a beautiful fragrant smell they have got. Then your grapes, and what a variety of grapes. Banana, 600 varieties of bananas in the world. And banana is not only a banana. And then how much of things kept in that? All watermelons. In the hot summer, that red, what color red, and how sweet. And when it's a little cold, who made it? Now your orange sponge pack, your green sponge pack, all these things, who have made it? From that one water and that one sand, فَأَخْرَجَبِي. So that is my Allah. So that you, wherever I see, O Allah, I only see you. Your child, your grandchild comes in your hand. Then before you want to eat up the child, you want to suck the child from head to toe, no problem. But who made those two small little eyes and fitted him so perfectly also? Who made the two small, beautiful little lips? That little cheeks, that nose, that ears. How beautiful Allah has made the child. My Allah, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidar. And then la ilaha illallah, then think of it. And there is also very important, which most of our satis are neglectful. Alhamdulillah, there are some satis who do it properly. Our Shaykh stresses on this, and it comes in the hadith, that when making the dhikr of Allah, then you must move the sahaba. The comparison of the Sahaba is given, radiyallahu anhum, like the tops of the trees shake in a windy day. So not only your head, I haven't seen a tree, just that very top part. The whole tree sways with the wind. As the wind, tall trees, when the wind blows, the whole tree, not only the top part. And don't find fault with any other people. How they are making zikr, let them make it. But not like this with your head. La ilaha illallah, like this, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And we are so unconscious of it. One time, Hazrat told me in the Kruger National Park, show all how to make zikr. Hazrat wasn't looking at me, I was sitting next to Hazrat. Maulana Yusuf Lahir, the Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair, he told me, he says, you are making zikr, you're only moving your head, because we learned by Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, that was the zikr, they tell today that zikr is made like that. And I'm telling them, you must move your body from your waist. And I'm just moving my, and I didn't know, he brought it to my notice. Like that I see many of our friends. And many, every year when I show this, I ask the friends, as I'm making, tell me, is it still, I'm just moving my head. Why am I moving? Because in return when I see, the satis are still just doing that. And some of them make some funny, I don't know, all different styles you see. I sit here in front and see, and all different styles, all funny styles we all make. But the correct way, like your head, if the head moves on its own, Allah has made the neck. But for the zikr, keep it clamped together with the top of the body. From the waist we must turn it. We start from the left side, the heart is here. And with the head together, with the body together. Not only the head alone, the whole body together. And with la ilaha, then vacuum, take out from your heart everything else. Whatever is in the heart. And illallah, put only Allah in the heart. And one yesterday or the day before emphasized that the dhikr must be done just a little bit above the whisper. And explained that in Gohadanga, the Darul Uloom there, almost 100,000 people, but everyone just so very smoothly and that soft silently. What a wonderful effect. But still, how many of our satis, still they making zikr loudly. And it looks like they want to outdo the others. My voice must be the highest voice. Then the next one feels my voice must be the higher. So he makes more higher. Next one feels mine again must be. So he makes more higher. Then we get to shouting here. And that is not required here. In our silsila, softly, very softly. So though we say it, but it doesn't seem to register. Repeat and repeat, but it doesn't. And if you tell a person individually, he gets offended that. So how to sort out the problem? Allah, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. May Allah make it easy. So the zikr, crossed leg, and then we start from the left side, like from the heart, and with the whole, from the waist, the body moves. And لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ. And think of what the ashar, as we have read here, that we are now doing now practically. That was the tarjamatul bab, the ashar. Now the dalil of it now must come into us. We must do it now like that. So try and make our dhikr. And for that, it will require time, as I said. And you require strength also. And strength of the mind and strength of the heart. Dhikr is not just a pastime or just to kill time or something. It's a job. It's a challenge, and it's a major challenge and a major job if we do zikr properly. Then see what it will give to us. So may Allah Ta'ala let us make so that think of the meaning of it like that. And then the 10 times that we are doing, and it doesn't have to be exactly 10, but it works out normally, do it 10 times. And then the last one, Muhammadur Rasulullah and Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, add that also. So that 10 like that. Then we go on to the next 10. This ashar here. Ilahi dil me mere ghair ka athar na rahe. It's strengthening the first one now. That, oh Allah, let nothing and nobody have effect on my heart, any effect besides you. Let not be the government, this soccer player, that cricket player, World Cup taking place, this is happening, that is happening, nothing must affect my heart. Only you, ilahi, dil mein mere, ghair ka athar na rahe. Siwai tere, kisi par meri nazar na rahe. And besides you, O Allah, let my eyes only be on you. And nadar is nadar. It's no mad nadar. It's not nadar. It's just nadar. There's no mad there. From where it comes, in Urdu, and which rule brings a mud there? No, nothing whatsoever. That only, my eyes remain only on you. This the haqiqat. Wallah, I say without exaggeration. One majlis of zikr done properly, a person's iman was go from the earth to the skies. One majlis of zikr done properly, and every day you will do, where are you going to reach? But do it properly. Realize that zikr is a job. And it's a challenging job, and it has to be done proper, and it has to be done every day, more than our food, more than oxygen. Zikr is more important for us. Tukar be khabar sari khabro se mujhko. Oh Allah, let me not worry of anything in the world. This habit of ours that all have to know the news. We have to follow the news. Quran Sharif we don't read, no problem. But news we can't miss. News is important, is allowed. For those people who in deen for those people who are doing public work. They have to know what is happening around. But when we haven't got anything to do with the world, housewives, etc., ordinary people, we don't have to know what is happening in the world. But today our minds are trained, we must know. And wherever we are sitting, if I can't contribute to the discussion, whichever discussion, then it's a big fault on me, is a big aib in me. And really, by Allah, that person has got value who knows nothing about the world. But about deen, yeah, then he knows everything. Knowing Allah Ta'ala, knowing Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We haven't got time to read 2 minutes a kitab on seerat in our lives, which also every day it must be in our lives. Read a kitab on seerat. This will bring the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnat, the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we have got a very strange relationship with our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even when we go to Medina Sharif, even when we had the Rauza Mubarak, there also our attitude, if the guards push us away, no problem. We don't have to be offended or anything. Our heart has to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But yeah, just a small thing that we don't get placed there, very big rush, I'm not going. And we don't go. Though, how many of us, Hajj, Umrah especially, is more a holiday, more filling our sleeping quota. We go there just to go and sleep there. Faraz namazas are must also. Forget what Jamaat, faraz namazas are must. And big name of Umrah we made, we came back, we're carrying how many liters of Zamzam when we come back. Then we're establishing, I went for Umrah, and I went for Ziyarat, and I came with Khajur. But our Ibadat and our Ziyarat, etc., we are so weak in that. So we haven't got time for these things, but all the other dunya's thing, kafir's thing. In Medina Sharif, we can't miss the political situation in South Africa. We have to follow the news. We can't miss the cricket commentary. We can't miss the soccer results. While we are in Medina Sharif, while we are in Makkah Sharif, we can't miss. Arab news must come to our room there. And newspaper has to come. Why is it necessary for us to know all this? If that person is in such a position that he has to know, is a different thing. Otherwise, we don't have to know about all these things. Tukar be khabar sari khabro se mujhko ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera, that I only know you, Allah. But ours is the total opposite. We know everything besides Allah Ta'ala. And if we know Allah, we know Him in a negative way. We don't know Allah as Allah is. One alim, who was a khalifa of our Shaykh, has written the meanings of the 100 names of Allah Ta'ala, the 99 names. And he has proven that every name only shows love, kindness. Not in one name of Allah is there any severity, any hardness or anything. Every name only shows the love of Allah. Allah is such a being. So, ilahi, dil mein mere ghair ka athar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe, tu kar be khabar sari khabro se mujhko, ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera. And then again when we start, then again with our hands on our knees, legs crossed, then again from the left side, from the heart we take out again, la ilaha illallah. And from the waist the body must turn, with the head moving with the body, not the head separately, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Like that again, another 10 times we make that dhikr. Then we carry on with the next. Ilahi atahu zarra darde dil. And these poems, many of us, by saying them, and those who know the meaning, shaitan bluffs us that you are like this now. Very quickly he bluffs us that really I am like this. Now I got Allah's muhabbat. Oh, these are the poor people. Tabligh Jamaat, if they knew what is zikr. I know what is zikr. These people going for Umrah, what they know what is zikr. And what is the love of Allah. These are duas. Like if somebody praises us, Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair, said that you take it, he's making dua for me. Don't take it, I am like that. He's making dua that Allah makes me like this. Whatever he's praising me. And you take it, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, he's a good person, so he's seeing good in me. Otherwise, I know how rotten I am. But yeah, we are somebody, just little praise, and it's gone to our head. and we think really we are like that. We get so fooled just by little bit outward praises, and we know the people, ye dunya wale, ye be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat nahi jante. They praise you in front of you, the same person you get surprised he went and speak bad about you. You turned his your back, and there he spoke back about you. Like children in the classroom with the teacher, how? The minute the teacher turned the back, they take out their tongue and show the teacher. And just because that front little words, and we get so impressed with that. Ilahi atahu zarra dard dil ke marta hai be dard bimar tera. We should bring our stage to that, oh Allah, yeah, in the love of this dunya, that Mercedes, I must get that Mercedes. I must get this computer. I must get that cell phone. And people, a boy wants to get married, that girl, I must get her. Somehow, I must. All the time is craving. More than what we crave for anything, we must crave for Allah. And that must be in our heart. Ke marta hai be dard bimar tera. That person who hasn't got your love still, he's sick, he wants your love. He's dying, not getting your love. Like when you are so much in love with somebody, and that person just doesn't worry about you, doesn't look at you, how you feel. Like that, oh Allah, and we don't know whether Allah really loves us. We have husn zan, and Allah does love us, but our bad actions, perhaps Allah dislikes me, Allah hates me, perhaps Allah's curses on me, but I want your love, oh Allah. That from our side, we are dying for the love of Allah. Oh Allah, give me your love. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Somebody is asking something from you. Somebody wants shifa. Somebody wants a business. Somebody wants his debts to be paid. Somebody wants his house to be made bigger. Somebody wants this. Everyone is asking something. Main tujhse hu ya Rab, talabgar tera. I want you. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, oh Allah, everything is mine. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. Ayaz was the slave of Mahmud Ghaznawi. One time, all the courtiers, they became very jealous of Mahmud of Ayaz, because he was a very loved by the king very much, the qualities he had that the king left him. And love really comes on qualities, not on things. Even if you know that your children love you only for your money, your wife loves you only for her, for your money, your heart goes off them. But when they love you for what you are, that's a complete different thing. So Mahmud, Ayaz had qualities, so the king loved him. He was a poor person, torn and tattered rags he was wearing. But the king made him his very special person. Then he wore with the robes which the king gave him. Anyway, when the other courtiers became jealous of him, they told the king. So the king said, I'll show you who Ayaz is. On one occasion, in the whole big chamber of the kingdom, of the palace, the king had spread out a lot of jewels, diamonds, pearls, and those were very rich people. All, they spread it out. And he announced to all the courtiers in the kingdom that whoever takes today whatever he wants, it will be his. All people went pell-mell, running all sides, grabbing. Ayaz just stood still. The king said, didn't you hear my announcement? He said, what announcement? You made it again. And he stood still. He said, you sure, king? This is your announcement. He said, yes. Then he walked up and he put his hand on the king. That what the king took out that day, which was so much, which was a small fraction of what he got in his treasure. And Ayaz didn't love the king for all the material things. He loved the king for the king's sake. And when you got the king, you got all, everything you got. So if we get Allah, we got everything. And if Allah is not ours, your Mercedes is not yours. Your Mercedes will land on top of you and crush you so fine that they won't find a part of your body also. And if Allah is yours, your old jalopy will take you safely everywhere also. If Allah is not yours, your wife is not yours. She will make your life hell in this world. And if Allah is yours, then your wife, she will make your life jannat in this world. If Allah is yours, your business, you won't work for your business. Your business will work for you. But if Allah is not yours, you'll slave for the business, and the business is not yours also. You'll give your life for the business. You'll give your health for your business. You'll give your aram for your business. But your business won't be yours. So if we make Allah ours, everything is ours. So that is that we must cherish that Allah becomes ours. May tujhse hu ya Rab talabgar tera. نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب. Again the same thing, that oh Allah, I don't seek anything of the two worlds. Even Jannat must not be our objective. That person's vision is still very small, who makes all his ibadat for Jannat. Make it for Allah. It's jais to make it for Jannat. But that's a very small vision. A person who works, the son works in the father's shop, no wages. And the worker works, he's getting 10-20,000 rand. But at the time of the son needs a heart operation, 200,000, 500,000, the father pays it. For the worker, he won't pay. So if Allah is ours, everything is ours. And if you work for a wage, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, don't have this Hindu mizaj, Baniya mizaj, because they very good in maths and arithmetic. They're counting. Everything must be according to money. When Baniya was dying, he told his treasurer that work out that if I take treatment, how much will it cost? And if I die and the people will come visit, we'll have to feed them. How much will that cost? Whatever is cheaper of the two, we'll do that. So he's just worried of his money. Our Shaykh says, Baniya, who is a real Baniya, beauty of woman has got no effect on him. When the woman come and buy, he is not worried. He's just worried of his money. That's all. He doesn't see this is a beautiful woman, this is what can. He's just worried of it. So that mizaj, which the hadith says, Taisa Abdul Dinar wa Abdul Dirham, that person, destruction, who becomes a slave of money. That only money means to him, whether it's your wife, your children, money is important. Everything, thriftiness is one thing, but just money conscious all the time. Everything just goes. Friendship is according to money. Everything is according to money. We keep ta'alluq with peer subs who give us ta'wees to make more money. We pay them not for their but for money. We just want money all the time. So those people are destroyed whose object is only money. So people, they desire all things. Nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab. Tu matlub, main hoon talib tera. And talib, to be a talib, this is something very great. Which a student is called talib-e-ilm. But unfortunately, most of the students are talib-e-ilm. They got no knowledge. They're not talib-e-ilm. They're talib-e-ilm. Like sharafat is an honorable person. But today there's no sharafat. Only shar or afat. That only evil and afat, musibat, whoever there is, he looks like a good person. When you come to, you thought he was he's got sharafat. Then you realize, oh, there's only shar and afat in him. No sharafat whatsoever. So we must desire Allah. And when this real keenness comes in our heart, so these poems, we must read them. We don't make our zikr. Where are we reading the poems? Read it and then read it with the essence and that enjoyment. Then when Allah will come now, slowly, slowly, it will take us a long, long time. Allah will come in the heart. Then, wallah, we will see what life is. What enjoyment Allah has put in this life. You will want to die. You will be eager to meet Allah. Like how many buzurgs? Oh Allah, this problems of this dunya, put them, let me come to you. But at the same time, in dunya was a chance, you make zikr. You speak of the love of Allah. When you go there, Allah will give you the opportunity also. Allah has given many people opportunity to make bayan, to make tilawat, everything. But in this dunya, this is, you love dunya, not for dunya, for deen, you will love dunya. Uta gham rak ummeed. And now, this is again very important, that in order for the zikr, gham, worry, parishani, hard work, do it. Don't just have hope. Rak ummeed, the whole world. Once we were in Jeddah, and there were some brothers who wanted some work done. So they went to one person, we were in Jamaat. Jamaat brother, it was the owner of the shop, very wealthy, influential man also. So they say, ummeed hai, ye kaam ho jayega, ummeed. So he says, sari dunya ummeed pe chal rahi. Ummeed se kya banega? Just ummeed. And in Arabic, there is a raja, which is also ummeed. And a tamanni, umniya. A tamanni, umniya, you got no basis of your hope. Hope, a raja is, there is some basis. You made namaz, now you hope Allah will forgive me. Not to forget accepting the namaz, Allah will, I did my duty, but I didn't do it properly. One is, you don't make namaz. And now you got hope Allah will forgive me. That is now umniya. You haven't done anything, tamanni. And one is you tried and now you got hope. So the whole world is just living just on hope that I become a Allah wala. I make zikr once in a while. When my sheikh is around, then you see my zikr, how I make it. When sheikh is not there, our sheikh say, mehroom hai, wo bad naseeb, jo apne sheikh ko yaad nahi karta. And how many of us, we don't remember our sheikh, we forget Allah. We tell you don't remember your sheikh, where are you going to remember Allah Ta'ala? Your sheikh is your means to remember Allah. We don't think of our sheikh, we think negative of the sheikh, where are we going to reach Allah? This is your door Allah has made to reach Allah Ta'ala. So just this ummeed, that is nothing. Utha gham, and make your zikr punctually. Do it diligently and do it as a proper effort with the ashar and the meaning, and then see inshallah. Imdad haq se tujhe gham hai kya. This Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi's ashar, that with the help of Allah, what have you got to tujhe gham hai kya, what worry have you got when Allah's help is there? And Allah comes to a person, but you make your effort, we go towards Allah Ta'ala, you go and a hand span to Allah, Allah comes an arm's length to you. You go an arm's length, Allah comes 2 arms length to you. You go walking, Allah comes running to a, Allah comes to a, but do it regularly. Do this. And dhikrullah will keep the whole of deen alive. Like the water in the garden, if you got plenty water, you got good water and good irrigation system, your garden will be green throughout the year. So zikrullah, if you got good quality zikr and you got plenty zikr and you got proper times you are making your zikr properly, then see your garden of deen, the roses of deen, your namaz, how it will be, your akhlaq, how it will be, your character, your muashara, your muamalat, your financial, how it, when zikr will be right. So that so we should try and do that. Then again 10 times make our zikr again. Then this is a poem of Athar Shaheen, Hazrat Khalifa. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Somebody asks me, what am I asking? If somebody have to ask me, what am I asking? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. I want from Allah nothing material. Not even I'm asking Jannat. Jais, we must ask. In the hadith we are told. But a person brings himself even above Jannat. Above physical and material things. Jannat is also a physical, material. I want Allah. If you got Allah, this one Jannat, what won't Allah make that Jannat for you? So Allah, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. I become fully, only Allah's. And then your wife, she doesn't mean you're going to divorce your wife. But now see, one friend of us just told me now before Asar that he was having a little problem with some financial matters. Then he went home and his wife just agreed. Up to now she was adamant she wouldn't want to agree. But now she, if Allah is yours, your wife is going to be in your favor. If not, she's going to work against you all the time. Everything of yours will go against you. Nothing. Your workers, you see, they're not working. You say no good workers today, because we got no good relationship with Allah. If Allah, our relationship with Allah is good, everything will come right. So wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. All the time, this is my dua, that Allah becomes mine. Ata kar de wo mujhko apni muhabbat, Allah gives me His love. Main uske siwa kuch aur nahi mangta hoon. I don't want anything else besides the love of Allah. A person who gets the love of Allah, he has found everything. So Allah, I'm begging you for your love. Hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. This is very important to understand also. We are frightened for the punishment in the qabr on the day. But more worse than that is Allah being unhappy with us. And one of the manifestations of Allah's unhappiness is azab in the qabr, azab in dunya, azab on the day of qiyamah, azab in jahannam. That is just that when Allah is unhappy, like for example, you are unhappy with your worker, you fire him. You are unhappy with your wife, you divorce her. Your unhappiness. But you can do much more than that also. So one of the unhappiness of Allah is azab. But Allah can even harm us more worse than that. If Allah has to take us to task, you don't know what hit you from what side. What and what can happen to you? So this is all when Allah is unhappy with us. So, hey narazgi, that is what buzurgs are frightened about all the time, that Allah mustn't be unhappy with me. And Allah becomes unhappy by gunas. So I mustn't commit a guna. They are very careful. I must not commit a guna. Allah becomes unhappy. Usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hu. I beg of Allah, O Allah. And Allah is very kind. We make mistakes. We are human beings. But beg of Allah for His rida, for Allah's pleasure, that Allah must be pleased with me. When Allah will be pleased, what then, what won't Allah give? Jannat is just a small change. When Allah is happy with a person, this world is small change. It is, what won't Allah give? Allah is happy. And the greatest joy, al-ghina, ghina nafs, that your heart, that Allah makes you a king in your heart. Though you got torn and tattered clothes, but your heart, Allah makes you a king, what Allah has given you. And you're a king. You got beautiful robes made of gold and silver and all the most valuable things, but your heart, Allah put azab in your heart. You are in Jahannam. Wearing all that robes of yours, you are in Jahannam. And how many people are like that? Outwardly, Maulana Panampuri gives a beautiful example of this. He says you're standing on the platform of a railway station. The train is going past. One person is in a first class air condition. There is Fanta, cold drink, juice, fruit, everything in front. Oh, this person is in great enjoyment. In the third class, where there's no place to sit also. People are leaning out of the train. And the third class, hard seats, and you are standing. And the windows, if they open, they don't close. If they close, they don't open. If the fan is on, it doesn't go off. If it's off, it doesn't go on. That's the condition. And here one person is standing, holding, and 3-4 parcels by him. He looks to be in so much difficulty, sweating. But the inside condition, that person in the first class has been given death sentence. And the government usually satisfies your last wish, whatever you wish. So he wanted biryani, he wanted chicken, he wanted cold drink, all they gave him. But in his heart, what is happening? Every station that is coming, his heart is pumping more, faster. He is getting, now I'm going to my death cell. I'm going to be executed now. And that person in the third class, outwardly is in so much difficulty, but he's going back home after 1 month to his family. After 1 month he's going to meet his wife, his children. From the city he has bought things for them, toys, goods for them. And every station he's becoming more happier. So don't be fooled with the outward things. What is inside? It is famous that Khazir alayhi salam, normally we pronounce Khizr, that he hasn't got the bone of the thumb. And that is why some people have got this erroneous practice and belief. When they make salam, they press here also. They make salam and they press to, that isn't this, perhaps I met Khazir alayhi salam. And his dua is 100% mustajab, whatever dua. So one person met Khazir alayhi salam. So he told him, make dua, what dua you want? He said, I must be the happiest, not one moment of sadness must come in my life. He said, that is not for dunya. That dua I can't even make for you, that is in Jannah. But what I can do for you, you see any person who you think is the most happiest person. And then I'll make dua that Allah make you like that person. That I can do. And he told him, I'll meet you after so long, certain place I'll meet you, then I'll make your dua for you. You go and look for such a person, then you tell me like who you would like to be. So he saw one person in his town, nice big shop house, I would like to be like this. So he asked him, he said, it's right, but I'm just every month short in my turnover to pay my water and lights, to pay this, to pay that. So he said, this person is not happy, he hasn't got everything. Went to another person, he told him, I got everything, I haven't got children, I got a part time, so I'm not happy. And like this he went to how many people? Then finally he went to a person, huge mansion, dastarkhan laid out, food and what, workers, everyone, his children. So he says, yeah, I don't even have to ask. I can see this person is the most happiest person. But then he said, just for all the others also, I thought, let me just make sure. So he told him, he asked him, why do you want to know? That this is a secret of mine, I can't let it out. He says, because I want Khazir alayhi salam to make dua, I must become like. He said, never ever do that. I never become like me. He says, I'm the worst of person in the world. Outside I've got all the... So he says, all these things you have gotten, you're the worst person. He says, a time came in my life when I became very, very, very ill. Doctors had given up total hope. My wife became very, very ill. Doctors gave up total hope of her life. And then I loved her also. We loved one another very, very much. So she told me, when I die, you're going to get married again. So he promised, I'll never ever get married again. All assurances he gave. Then she told, the only way you can give me assurance is that your private part, cut it off. Then I'll know that now you won't get married again. But so much love, he did that also. And Allah shan, then she started getting healthy, better. And she became more healthier than before. And her lust for sex grew even more than before. And he couldn't do anything whatsoever. And he says, I know that these children, you see, they're my workers, servants' children. They're not my children. I'm living in Jahannam here. I've got all the money. These children are called my children. All everything. But I'm living in Jahannam. Don't ever become like me. Then he realized that this world is not a place for enjoyment. It's just a fool's paradise, this world. It looks like we think this person has got this. He's driving. He's traveling. All this. It's a fool's paradise. The heart is important. If the heart is happy, you have got everything. If you got everything in the world, but your heart is not happy, so that is what is asked. So that zikr, when we make your name, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Ya Allah, you grant me this. You make me the kid. I become a king in my heart. Not a king with material and physical things. My heart becomes so happy. Wallah, one sitting of zikr will take a person from where to where. So we should make our dhikr like that, inshallah. Hey, naraazgi jiski dozakh se bar kar usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hu. Asal, actually this is Athar. This is a poet's name, Athar. But Asal is also quite in order. Asal, mujhe dunya ki khwahish nahi, and I took permission from him to change it here also. His name, and we took it from the cassette those days. So we heard on the cassette Athar, but it's Asal. It is Athar actually, is his name. Athar, mujhe dunya ki khwahish nahi. He's saying about himself, I haven't got desire for this. And Asal, that also is right. Actually, I have no desire for the world. Main bakhshish baroze jaza mangta hu. What I want, Ya Allah, is your forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. That is what I want. If a person gets Allah's forgiveness, he has got everything. So asking this now, keeping it in mind, now that La ilaha illallah, and this thing is in our mind, this is what I'm asking. This is what I want from Allah Ta'ala. These are three. Actually, there are 10 altogether. Which are, the other 7 of, is are of Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzub Rahmatullah Ali. And, okay, we'll carry on again, inshallah. So, get a kitab like this. It's in the bookshop. And any person who wants it free, no, just tell him to charge it to my account. And many students we have given, whoever wants it, just they'll note it down and you can collect it. But each person has this. And study it and learn the ash'ar and the meaning, and then make our zikr every day. Wallah, those people who have found Allah, they can't help but thanking the Shaykh. And they go from the bottom of the heart when Allah's muhabbat has come. If you get your riches of the two worlds, how happy won't you be? But those who don't, then their ta'alluq with the Shaykh also is very puspusa. No real ta'alluq, nothing to do with the Shaykh, because they got nothing from the Shaykh. And you get it on your effort. The Shaykh can take you to the horse to the water, but he can't make the horse to drink. Those who have a very loose and very far distant, we know what their condition is. It's just natural. And naturally, those who come regular majlis, they come, they sit in front, they want to listen because they've got something and they know they're getting something. They are the ones who enjoy. And for them, no distance means anything, no occupation means when you get Allah, and Shaykh is not your object, Allah is your object. And that Shaykh who takes you to Allah, that is your Shaykh. And if he's not taking you to Allah, he's keeping you to himself, he's a dunyadar. He's not a Shaykh. Who takes you to Allah. When we do our share and we finding Allah, then we will get that. And then see automatically your content. You can't then leave your Shaykh. Your thoughts can't go out of your Shaykh. All the time you think, because you, when you're getting Allah, and you're getting deen from, and you're getting akhlaqe nabawi, and you're getting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam muhabbat, what won't that person be? But if we're not getting that, then Shaykh also means shop is more important, office is more important, work is more important, sports is more important, gunas are more important, all those things become more important. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.